Unit 11. Reading Passage. Not all criminals use guns and knives to commit crimes. Others use computers and telephones to cheat people, businesses, and governments. So-called white-collar crimes may not be violent, but they can still ruin lives by robbing people of their life savings. It's a class of crime which is receiving more attention as shocking cases make news headlines. The term covers many crimes, such as bank fraud, bribery, identity theft, and credit card fraud. Here's a typical white-collar crime from the case files of the FBI. In late 2004, many people received a fax that looked like it was intended for someone else. The fax contained a stock tip, and recipients were fooled into thinking they had found a great investment opportunity. So they bought the stock, driving up the price. What they didn't know is the person who sent the fax had previously bought shares of the stock at a low price. That person sold his shares when the price rose, earning $386,000 from his crimes. When fraud is carried out at the corporate level, the effect can be even more severe. In one of the most serious cases, the directors of Enron, an energy company, carried out massive accounting fraud. It resulted in the company's bankruptcy in 2001, along with the financial ruin of thousands of employees and investors. The case shocked the world and led to a major overhaul of corporate accounting laws. Who is responsible for white-collar crimes? They can be carried out by an individual con artist, such as a thief who steals credit card numbers. Or there may be several people involved, which is common in telemarketing scams. Many crimes are committed by company executives. In fact, a study of white-collar crime in Switzerland found that in more than half of the cases in 2008, the criminal worked as a company manager. When fraud is carried out that way, it can be hard to detect because supervisors, expected to be trustworthy, aren't closely watched. The good news is, as criminals become more sophisticated, so do law enforcement agencies. They follow paper trails like faxes and bank statements to find out where the money came from and where it went. When caught, white-collar criminals face jail time and fines, and they're often required to repay their victims. Yet, as many white-collar criminals are wealthy, they can hire top-notch lawyers to help them get lighter jail sentences. That doesn't always work, though, as Bernie Madoff found. In 2009, he was found guilty of cheating investors out of billions of dollars and was sentenced to 150 years in prison. Courts hope such harsh sentences will make people think twice before breaking the law. Still, white-collar crime continues to rise, with annual losses in the USA alone estimated at $300 billion. To protect yourself, the FBI encourages people to think twice before giving money or information to someone. Also, be wary of get-rich-quick schemes. As the saying goes, if something is too good to be true, it probably is.